Breathing. It's always here. And while it's the very process that keeps us alive, much of the time, we're unaware that it's happening at all. How strange is that? So what might it be like to give our breath the attention it deserves? To hang out with it? To become better friends with it? The breath has been used by meditators for many years as a way to encourage calm, concentration, and understanding. And there are three main reasons it's so popular. The first is that it's always here. Can you feel your breath right now? If you decide to pay attention to it, it's always accessible. The second reason is that there's a relationship between the breath and your mind state. So if your mind is calm, then you'll find that the breath is also likely to be calm. And if your mind is agitated, you'll find that your breath is also likely to be agitated. So how is it right now? What does your breath show you about how you're feeling right now? The third reason the breath is so popular as an object of meditation is that it changes. It can be obvious or subtle, can be felt in different parts of the body, and has a lot of movement to it, coming in and going out. This makes it rather interesting. Can you feel how the breath is changing right now? How it is alive right now? How is it dynamic right now? In this meditation, we're going to learn how to pay attention to the breath and just see what happens. There's no right way for the breath to be. Deep breaths are not better than shallow breaths. A calming breath is not necessarily better than a frantic one. What is important is that you're able to connect with the breath, know what it feels like, and learn how to rest with it. Sitting here with eyes closed, committing this short time to develop positive qualities of mind, feeling safe and feeling protected. Let's just take a moment to notice where in the body you can feel the breath most prominently, taking care not to force it. You're most likely to feel the breath either in your belly, your chest, or around the nose, feeling the gentle rising and falling of your belly, filling up like a balloon as you breathe in, and deflating as you breathe out. Or feeling the lifting of the rib cage and the chest with the in-breath, and its gentle return on the out-breath. Or if you prefer, you can feel the more subtle sensations around the nose, the coolness of the air as you breathe in, and the slightly warmer feeling as you breathe out. None of these three locations is any better than the other. The most important thing is to pay attention to the breath where you're most comfortable. And if you're not able to connect at all, just use this simple meditation hack by placing a hand on your belly and use that rising and falling sensation instead. Now, connecting with the breath in whatever way feels best. Just resting your attention there. resting on the breath, just as you'd rest on a park bench on a long summer's day. Hanging out with the breath, your mind in time with the movement, gentle and without tension. We're not looking to change the breath in any way. This is not a breath control exercise. It is a breath awareness exercise. Training the mind to become familiar with this process that keeps us alive, allowing ourselves to enjoy its utter simplicity. And of course, our mind will wander, run around, be bombarded with thoughts. That's not a problem, it's normal. It's pretty much what minds do. And when that does happen, just use your memory of the connection to bring your attention back to the breath. Resting the mind with the breath. Uniting the mind with the breath in this way has many benefits. And with practice, you can develop calm and concentration, which are of great value in all areas of life. Allowing the mind to rest with the breath builds our ability to keep our attention just in one place, a skill that never goes out of fashion. So locating the breath, resting with the breath, and bringing it back when it wanders off. That's it. That's all. Resting the mind on the breath, wherever it feels comfortable, and bring it back when it has wandered off. That's it. That's all. And as we come to the end of this guided meditation, if you'd like to keep going in this way, then please do. But if you're finishing up, let's just take a moment to notice how you feel right now. How does the body feel right now? How does the mind feel right now? How do they feel compared to when you started? And take a moment to reflect on anything that particularly stood out. Did you find it easy to connect with the breath, or was it a bit tricky to find? What did it feel like when the mind was in step with the breath? When you were distracted away, did that frustrate you? Or did you just bring the mind back without judgment? Reviewing our meditation in this way is a great way to ensure we learn as much as we can from it. So take your time to close off the meditation and get back to the rest of your day. And remember, While meditations like this can appear quite simple, as we stick with them and develop our capacity to rest our attention and be gentle with ourselves whenever it strays away, they can have some wonderful and powerful effects. Thank you for using Buddhify. You're better at this than you know.